Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1281, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. There are idiosyncrasies in a normal stomach, and where they are too marked, I would not consider that a normal stomach. I wouldn't say that there is a mechanical rule where you can measure the digestive power of every stomach for every kind of food. There is a set time for every stomach to digest every kind of food within fairly regular limits, that is, a healthy stomach. There is a fairly mixed standard. There is no great amount of variation between healthy stomachs. I can't answer for how long it takes cabbage to digest. I have taken cabbage out of a cancerous stomach that had been in there 24 hours, but there was no obstruction. The longest time that I have taken cabbage out of a fairly normal stomach was between 4 and 5 hours. That was where it was in the stomach, along with another meal. I found the cabbage among the remains of the meal 4 or 5 hours after it had been eaten. Mastication is a very important function of digestion. Failure to masticate delays the starch digestion. Starch and cabbage are both carbohydrates. I would say that if cabbage went into a healthy stomach not well masticated, the starch digestion would not get on so well, but the stomach would get busy at once. Of course, it would not be prepared as well. The digestion would be delayed, of course. That cabbage is not as well digested as it should have been, states Exhibit G, but the very fact of your anticipating a good meal, smelling it, starts your saliva going and forms the first stage of digestion, and digestion is begun right there in the mouth, even if you haven't chewed it a single time. Any deviation from good mastication retards digestion. I couldn't presume to say how long that cabbage lay in Mary Fagan's stomach. I believe if it had been a live, healthy stomach and the process of digestion was going on orderly, it would be pulverized in 4 or 5 hours. It would be more broken up and triturated than it is. I wouldn't consider that a wild guess. I think it would have been fairly well pulverized in 3 hours. Chewing gum helps to a great deal, but there should be an amount of saliva in her stomach even if she hadn't masticated it thoroughly. Chewing is a temperamental matter to a great extent. One man chews his meal quicker than another. If it isn't chewed at all, the stomach gets busy and helps out all it can and digests it after a while. It takes more effort, of course, but not necessarily more time. What the teeth fail to do, the stomach does to a great extent. The stomach has an extra amount of work if it is not masticated. You can't tell by looking at the cabbage how long it had been undergoing the process of digestion. If that was a healthy stomach with combined acid of 32 degrees, and nothing happened either physical or mental to interfere with digestion, those laboratory findings indicated that digestion had been progressing less than an hour. I never made an autopsy or examination of the contents of Mary Fagan's stomach. Redirect examination. The first stage of digestion is starch digestion. This progresses in the stomach until the contents become acid in all its parts. Then the starch digests.